I hope you are doing well. So today we continue with chapter 3 of the book Daddy Loves His Girls by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And chapter 3 is if you should ever have a need. So in this chapter, there's so many things you can pick up from it, but I'm going to just dissect and maybe mention a couple of them, explain from my understanding, like I said, I will be doing. So it begins with T.D. Jakes expressing the nature of us as women, how we are in the Bible referred to as weaker vessels. Not to say we are weak, but rather to just say we are more fragile, we should be taken care of. We are like a silk shirt, more delicate. And that we are not weaker vessels. It doesn't mean we are weak, it just means we are more sensitive compared to the male gender. And so he begins and he expresses how his kids would come to him with their need, and how as a father he is sensitive to embrace, because he has like boys and girls, like he has sons and daughters, but he treats them the same. But how he's able to express his love is different, because he understands that how maybe his sons will receive it and how his girls will receive it, maybe it's a bit different, because we are uniquely different and all loved by God. And so he tells us that if his girls would come to him, and that how he would, like when they were growing up, he would easily favor his girls when they asked for something, maybe for fries or something, over his boys, and how his wife would say that he favors the girls, and he would honestly like deny it, although he knew too well that he did. And so he just says that as we grow, like in this particular book, it's like he's writing his girls a letter. As they grow up, that they will read through this book and see the lessons that their father is giving them pertaining various areas of life. And so what stood out for me was him telling them that they will experience brokenness, that they will want they will try to fill their needs, because as human beings we have physical needs, we have emotional needs, we have spiritual needs, we have, which other one do we have? You think about that for yourself. So, and I will try to use various things, and you've seen many people, and in this case many women, use various things to fill up voids. Like for example, some people have gone into drug abuse, some people have used sexual immorality to fill up a need, some people have used relationships because they're just asking out love, you know, and they end up in all the wrong places. But however, he says that God, like, I love it how he says that he is limited, and he is a human being. And he even advises us as women that we should seek, we cannot seek for things, some things are not to be sought in human beings, but to be sought in God. And so what are you seeking in places that you should not be seeking? And I think he said that he is a man and he is limited, you know, he is human, he is limited, he is human. But God is a faithful father, he is a faithful king. And I don't know, but maybe most of you have had different relationships with their fathers, and maybe because of how you see your earthly father, it has affected how you see your heavenly father. But I want to remind you that yes, our fathers are to be honored, as the Bible says, and respected. However, some of us have been maybe been hurt. I don't know who I'm speaking to about this. Maybe you've been hurt by your father, somebody you thought you would look up to, and it has caused you to have like a struggling relationship with your heavenly father. But on behalf of other dads, T.D. Jakes says that he is limited, and he acknowledges that he is human, you know, that only God can be able to be all that and more for you. And so that you need to look up to God. And he says that many women, it is God's desire that us as women are healed from brokenness and walk in wholeness. He quotes Jeremiah 8 verse 21 to 22 in the NAS version. It says, "For the brokenness of the daughters of my people, I am broken. I mourn, dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has not the health of the daughter of my people been restored?" It is the father's joy to provide for his daughters. It is God's joy that he sees his children healed. And if you're being honest, as women, we have encountered various levels of brokenness in life. It could be from friendships, yeah. It could be relationships. It could be at your workplace, your career, your ministry. I don't know what area you have been broken, a parent relationship, you know. Because he says that as we go through life, we will experience, this reminds me of what my father like constantly told me growing up, that this life will have good times and we have disappointments. Life is characterized by valleys and like mountains and valleys and level ground, but we have to be sensitive to times and season and choose to see the hand of God. And he says that amidst everything you go through, God is there with you and he does not sleep nor slumber. And something that caught my attention, just give me a minute, let me just peruse through the books. He mentioned that now there are countless number of women in our world who have been abused. Many have been molested and some ostracized. They come in all colors, sizes and ages. Many wrap their secrets in furs and dress up with jewelry. Some are staggering down city streets in tattered clothing. In a guttural voice, they shout obscenities and vulgarities. Both kinds are bitter and in pain. They have never known love and tenderness. Their lives have been a series of disappointments and distress. When you find them, tell them that there is a father who does not abuse or rape, rob or demean. Tell them that he is one who enabled them to survive the dark places. Tell them that God is real, that God is the one who enables the broken to break without falling apart. He is the one who holds the feeble and comforts the broken. He is the father who rocks the street women to sleep and holds the beaten prostitute through the night. He is one who stopped the gun from going off. He is the one who eased the addict's pain and gave rest to the nervous and strength to the trembling. He is the father of the fatherless. Like, this chapter tells me that to all women, tell them that God is faithful, that they should not blame him for their pain, that they should thank him for their survival. He is the night watchman who saves the wounded hearts of broken daughters and gives them the gift of tomorrow. Come to God as you are. He is a faithful father to heal you and transform your lives. And the Bible says again in Philippians 4:19-20, but my God shall supply all your needs in accordance to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. And he also mentions that there's a difference between wants and needs. And there are many things you would want and some things that you will need. And God says he will provide all your needs. So I want you to just maybe sit down, write a list, and search out, you know, what do you really need and what is just a want, you know? And God is faithful to give to us what we need because he will supply what we need. He honors his word above his name. But this particular chapter has so much to it, and I know many of us have experienced brokenness in one form or another, in one way or another. We all have trauma from various experiences, but our God knows our needs, you know, and he is faithful to be able to meet them in accordance to his riches and glory. So whatever needs you have, go to God as you are. And even as he finishes this chapter, he tells us that nothing else matters than your soul, and it's God's will that our soul should prosper. So what do you gain if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? And he asks some questions that I would ask you. Are things right between you and your heavenly Father? Are you on speaking terms with him? Are you submitting your life to his word? Submitting means more than attending church. Is your sexuality under his control? How many areas of your life can he come into? There are kinds of questions that we need to answer in case we have a need, because then we know that our help only comes from the Lord. And there's a prayer that he does at the end of this chapter, and I will just say it and you can repeat after me as you listen in. Dear Lord, I come in Jesus' name. I am tired of doing things on my own. I realize I have not been honest before you, and I have not been the kind of daughter that you would be pleased with. Sorry. Thank you for loving me in spite of myself. You have been good to me. I repent for the shame I may have caused you. I want to be in right standing with you. Give me victory over myself. I say yes to you, and you become Lord in my life. I give you even those areas I have been holding back for myself. I want you to begin to restore what sin has destroyed in my life. Thank you, Father, for helping me over the hurdles of life. Amen. And so, even as you go through this, this morning we went to a safe house. There's a program we do at my church for, like, we offer therapy to girls who are victims of abuse, gender-based violence, all those kind of things that maybe many young girls would, and girls generally would be going through in life. And it broke my heart to hear this, some stories, and I'm just like, you know, all of us have a need. It could be that kind of need, and you know, God is like a safe house for us. Like, when you run into Him, you get shelter, you get safety. So I'm here to just take, it doesn't matter how messed up your life is, it doesn't matter how much you are into sin, God does not even care about all that. He just loves you, and He wants you to come into, He wants to give you a big hug, you know, He wants to embrace you with His love, because He is a loving Father and He cares about you. So it doesn't matter where you were last night. It doesn't matter where you were this morning. It doesn't matter to God, even where you were like the past 2 minutes. Yeah? God wants to embrace you. He wants to hold you. He wants to hug you tight and show you how much He cares for you. He wants to love you. He has all the answers that you need. So that void you have within, only God can be able to fill it. So will you trust Him today to fill it? And let me just pray with you even as I finish this episode. Let's believe and pray. Everlasting Father, we come before you this time of day. We say thank you so much for your love over our lives, over the lives of your daughters. And God, even as we listen to this and as she listens to this, God, I pray that you will liberate her, that she would free her of all guilt and shame, and that she will be willing to come running into your arms this time, Jehovah God, to be embraced with a love that does not, cannot be compared to any other, a love that does not reject us, Jehovah God, a love that just wants us and chooses to bring us in, Jehovah, a love that transforms, Jehovah God. I pray that they will come to the knowledge of you, and that they will give their lives to you, and that every single area of brokenness they will submit it to the able hands, Jehovah God, because you're a God who heals, transforms completely. You're a God who fills up the void, Jehovah God, that they will constantly look up to you, Jehovah God, and constantly be in the place of needing you and trusting you, that you are a God who is faithful to answer their prayers, to meet their needs, to heal them, restore them, and just make them whole. Oh God, receive all praise, glory, honor, and adoration. For it's in Jesus' name that we do pray, believing. Amen. Have a blessed day, dear sister, dear girl. I pray and I hope that this episode was worth it. And looking forward to tomorrow as we delve into the next chapter, which is quite sensitive. But it's like fatherless girls, fearful women, and faithfulness. And we'll be able to navigate that, tackle that together, and see what God has in store for us. Have a blessed day, and God loves you. Bye.